720-672-1202.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. With the war taking place in Ukraine, this internationally is the one of the main focuses. The nations are focused on Ukraine, especially the European nations. The reason being, because the war, the conflicts in the European, Eastern Europe are escalating. And it's going to get worse. The article today out of whatdoesitmean.com in Europe, the European representative, the Union representative for foreign affairs, Joseph Borrell, these people are really positive. He says, I see the clear will of Russia to win the war. Russia will not negotiate until it wins. I'm not optimistic in my expectations about how this conflict may develop in the future, in the summer and the future. But Russia has tried repeatedly, consistently, is trying to negotiate, is to have dialogue with the parties that are pushing for this war, meaning this administration in this country. Now, there's a Ukrainian chief diplomat. His name is Ihor Javka. He said, there cannot be a Brazilian peace plan, a Chinese peace plan, a South African peace plan, when you're talking about the war in Ukraine. Why would he state this? Because he knows there will be no peace talks. Then there's the chief of the general staff of the Czech Armed Forces. His name is Karel Rucka. Quote, we view war between Russia and the North Atlantic Alliance as the worst case scenario, but it is not impossible. It is possible. The Czech Armed Forces are trying to prepare for a potential violent conflict with a highly technological developed adversary, Russia. Because Russia is currently on a course towards a conflict with the North Atlantic Alliance. So, they are actually stating conflict is coming. They're projecting. They're telling the world that there's not going to be an alliance, there's not going to be any type of negotiations. There's going to be continued war. This is what George Bush Jr. stated in, I think, in 2022. prepare for the next 100-year war. And it is taking place, this next 100-year war. We're in it. Were they planning this all along? Sure they were. Zelensky, he announced that he and his military leaders, they have set a date for the counter-offensive against Russia. I don't know how they're going to do a counter-offensive. They don't have the trained personnel. They don't have the equipment. The equipment that they do have is too sophisticated. It takes training, months of training, to learn how to drive and to, with these new tanks that we're supplying, with the technology on board these tanks, it takes time. You have to go to school. They don't have an air force. Without an air force, you're not going to be victorious. They have drones, but Russia, with his technology, is scrambling the computer systems on these drones. They're never hitting their target, or they're being taken out before they get over the target. Then you have China. China has been wanting to, they have a 12-step program to stop the conflict, to bring peace, to have a truce. But like Mr. Zovkova stated, nope, not China, not Brazil, not South Africa. They're not interested. The war really is over Central Asia. The nations need Central Asia. This is why we're there. America, without Central Asia, we cannot rule the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, and you look forward to going to work every day, come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
The world is in the time of the wars that are to precede the coming of Jesus Christ. He said they would; these wars would take place, and they are taking place. We're no longer in the time of the rumors of wars. We're in the time of the wars. This is just the beginning of the conflicts with Russia and the NATO nations and the United States of America in Ukraine. There's also a war over the currencies. The world is, the nations are tired of being using the U.S. dollar. So there is a protest internationally by the multipolar world nations to abandon distance, to stop using, to form other means of trade and currencies in retaliation. And I use the word retaliation. They are in rebellion against American hegemony. For the last 50 years, we have ruled the nations through the power of petrodollar to finance. The nations have had it. The dominion of the U.S. dollar, the dominance of this currency is over. This is the reason the nations, many nations of the world, 50 plus, are abandoning and looking to, are asking to be accepted into the BRICS network of nations. This is out of international news. This is the DC scholars realize de-dollarization, this de-dollarization trend is unstoppable. It is unstoppable. Eventually, the nations will not use the dollar. There are presently, Russia has the gold bank of Russia now, which I think about within the last year, they have they have a new bank, a gold bank of Russia, metals trading network in Russia. The nations are going to use that. China and Russia are using that system to trade metals. Other nations are also on board. Now, this is just here a couple of days ago. The undisputed dominance of U.S. is receding, even though nations across the world are unlikely to refuse the greenback in the near future. The trend is clear, according to the D.C.-based think tank Responsible Statecraft. The de-dollarization trend seems to be unstoppable as countries around the world have been striving to reduce their dependence on the greenback. This Washington, D.C. think tank is blaming the development of the U.S.'s weaponization of its currency. Yes, the dollar has been a weapon used on the nations of the world. The think tank noted that the process of de-dollarization is gaining steam, with the countries on the global south looking for alternatives to the greenback. The U.S. scholars refers to the world statistics indicating that their share of global reserves held in U.S. dollars has contracted from 73% in 2001 to 58% in 2023, from 2001 to 2023. The trend has gained momentum since the Biden administration, their decision to slap sweeping sanctions on Russia and unplug it from the global financial system, according to the scholars in the think tank. Washington's move has rattled many emerging economies, prompted them to seek alternatives. So in other words, if the U.S. is so powerful to sanction Russia, then what would the United States do to the small nations? The sanctions against Russia have been unsuccessful. The small nations have witnessed the failure of the United States government's plan to sanction Russia financially, economically, and they have watched this failure. It has given them hope to realize that Russia, and not only Russia now, China, nations in the Middle East, nations in India for sure, in South America, South Africa, they are gaining momentum and are successful in distancing themselves from the control of the dollar. So then last month, in the beginning of May, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she admitted that Washington's policy of imposing sanctions on its rivals around the world could weaken the greenback's dominance. No, is weakening. There's a risk, she says, there's a risk when we use financial sanctions that are linked to the role of the dollar that over time it could undermine the hegemony of the dollar. The hegemony of the U.S. dollar has ended. It is over. There is no recovery. The hegemony of the United States is going to continue for another 7, 8 years, 9 years. Then it will be over. There is a new global system emerging. The global systems of the West that have ruled the nations for roughly four centuries is ending. And America's role in this world hegemony, we have basically for the last 70 years ruled the world. And then for the last 50 through the dollar, we have strangled the nations of the world that wouldn't go along with our policies. And those that wouldn't go along with our policies, well, we would overthrow governments, invade governments, assassinate leaders of the nations. America's hegemony, we are in the death throes of the American government. In ancient Rome, in Greece, in England, the English, they knew in World War I, the English realized that they were beginning to lose their dominance and their control over the nations of the world. In the 1700s, they realized that the people that had moved to America, something was different about them. They weren't so willing to just yield to the plans of the British government, to the Queen or the King, but they were a little more independent. And coming to America, as a migration from Europe took place, people began to enjoy owning land, hunting. It put a new spirit in the people of America. This is what changed. And in England realized that in the 1700s, early 1800s, the European nations realized America, this land and the people of this land were different. You weren't going to control them. They weren't going to be controlled. There was going to be opposition. And sure enough, there was opposition. England realized it was losing its hold. She'd had the power over China, some of the Asian nations. She was losing the grip there in India. The people of England realized that the sun was setting on the British Empire, so to speak. But the American people, especially for the last 70 years, had a thought that we will never in our lifetime see the sun set on the United States of America. Well, the sun is setting. The sun has set. And the unipolar east, the unipolar west, the power and the rule, the control that we have had, United States and the Five Eyes nations, the European nations, we now realize we cannot, and never again, even collectively, ever control Central Europe, Asia, Africa, South America. It is over. What we have been able to do, we can no longer do. We can't do it even through military force. Even with all the technology that we have, we will not be able to subjugate the nations of the world any longer to our control. America, the sun has set. I know that we Americans, we don't want to hear, we don't want to talk about, we don't want to entertain the thought, is this happening? Could this be true? Well, I'm reading to you the black and the white from these think tanks here in the United States of America, what they're saying, what Janet Yellen is saying. There's a risk when we use financial sanctions that are linked to the role of the dollar, that over time it could undermine the hegemony of the dollar, Yellen told CNN on April 16th. She went on to say that Washington's economic warfare does create a desire on the part of China, of Russia, Iran, to find an alternative to the United States currency. At the same time, the Treasury Secretary argued that the weaponization of the dollar is an extremely important tool. It has been. Yes, it is. I agree. And that it wouldn't be easy for other countries to find an alternative with the same properties, which is true. But because of Russia and China, because of Russia's gold, their own gold system now, where the nations in the BRIC world, the BRICS nation complex, where they can begin to trade with gold and silver, trade in their currencies. Russia has a gold-backed ruble now. China, everybody's buying gold. They're backing their economies with metals, with something tangible. And the Russia and China, these nations in South America, Brazil, nations in South America are following Brazil's lead. Venezuela is a big part of this. And Mexico, just in this last week, has decided once again to come out and state, we want to join the BRICS nations. This is our neighbor just to the south, is sending up all these people to invade us.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
The Tree Farm's Memorial Day Sale, going on now! The Tree Farm has been family-owned and cared for since 1980. Now get 25% off all sizes of flowering shrubs, including lilacs, spirea, rose of Sharon, and more. Three-year-old old-fashioned purple or white lilacs, now just $67.46 each. Visit thetreefarm.com. The Tree Farm's Memorial Day Sale, going on now!
You
come
take
see!
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Call now the Instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
Come on, come on. Oh, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me again. Oh, Jiminy. Lord Jesus, I got another problem with this stupid thing. Bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
It's just extra fire.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
The Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at the Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg, adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living, Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life, Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group, Children's Health Defense, and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So Janet Yellen, she summed it up by stating that when Washington's economic warfare, it does create a desire on the part of China, Russia, and Iran to find an alternative to the U.S. currency. At the same time, the Treasury Secretary again argued that the weaponization of the dollar is an extremely important tool. It has been, but it's over. Then she said that this think tank, it drew attention to the fact that the dollar's use as a blunt instrument of statecraft is giving both U.S. allies and rivals an opening to look for alternative settlement mechanisms. This is pretty unsettling to the administration. Now, to illustrate the point, she says that she referred to Russia and France selling their natural gas in China, in Chinese yuan. China and Brazil also shifting to financial settlements in the yuan, while the BRICS countries are kicking off a decision on establishing a unified currency. Whether the U.S. wants to or not, the de-dollarization trend is underway. The only way out is for the U.S. to participate in the global restructuring of the monetary system by consensus with the developing world, the scholars insist. Otherwise, the United States will face an unmanaged decline of the U.S. economic hegemony, which could lead to disastrous consequences. Well, this is great news for the free world, because without the U.S. greenbacks to control the trade, it's the final nail in the economic sanctions for America. So this the de-dollarization is impacting the world, and it cannot be stopped. The nations of the world have had a little taste of freedom from the U.S. dollar, and especially since the United States' involvement in Ukraine, when Russia, Vladimir Putin, the Russians were forced to go into Ukraine. This gave Russia a chance, an opportunity to begin changing the momentum of the economic power structure in the world. When the U.S. failed to destroy Russia's economy and actually made Russia's economy stronger, the ruble more powerful, at the same time, Vladimir Putin decided to have this visit with Xi Jinping before the invasion took place, and the two nations, I emphasize this repeatedly because this is very important for people to understand that China and Russia made a declaration to the world that we are not going to continue. We are going to be the leaders in a new globalist system. There's no longer going to be just a American economic control network of nations that are going to rule the world. They're going to be the global leaders. No. We are declaring to the nations that we are going to move in a direction. We've already begun to move in a direction by putting together the trading block of the BRICS countries. We've already done that, but now we're going to come out openly and we're going to state to the nations of the world that we are going to bring in, have begun to implement a trading network of nations separate from the control of the old banking families and the nations in the last 150 years. The nations, when China and Russia made this declaration, I think it was on February the 4th, 2022, when Xi Jinping went to Russia and spoke to the Russian people, Vladimir Putin addressed the Chinese people. The two nations agreed to work together against the hegemonic plans of America and the unipolar world. This began to give the nations hope that they could be free from world hegemony, America's world hegemony, America's economic dollar, like Yellen said, weapon. How could the nations be free from a weapon like the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar? Well, in this previous year, what has happened? The Arab nations have now begun to trade with the currencies of the other countries, not using the petrodollar. Rather than convert their oil into petrodollars, use the petrodollars to trade with the other nations, they go directly to the other nations, buy the yuan, or send China oil. They take Chinese yuan in return, or Russian rubles in return, or the rupee out of India. Boy, empire is in the throes of death. present truth.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, I was reading something here and was a little bit distracted. Don't worry, be happy. Now, I'm going to try to sum up what briefly a concept. You see, since 1902 in London and in New York City, we have a group of hegemonic powers called Pilgrim Society. They have controlled America and Europe and created the wars, World War I to World War II, involved in Vietnam War, Stan, involved with bringing Adolf Hitler to power, attempting to destroy Russia five times minimum, helping to put the Clintons in power, Bushes, Reagan. They had to go along with Reagan. The people voted him in, but still, they used Reagan as their puppet. Jimmy Carter, they put him in. Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, Kennedy was not controlled by them. So what I'm presenting here with the shift, these people have ruled the world through the Western governments. The time of their rule is coming to an end. They control the United States of America, the presidency, the Congress, the judicial system, the Supreme Court. They own it all. The military, senior executive services, MI5, MI6, the Parliament in England, they run it and have run it all. It is the unipolar world system that they have run, that they have controlled, they have used to control the world through their system. but it has come to an end. The rule of these Anglo-Saxon Protestants is over. There is a new system that has been put in place and is by Russia and China, and the nations that have been the recipient of the aggressive behavior of the Pilgrim Society, these nations understand who they are and how they control things. And yes, they will use bombs and bullets. They will use technology. But their main power has been economy, economic control of money. These nations have taken the tool, the control of the economies of the nations. They have taken the control of their economies through the principle of the BRICS trading networks. And it's through that being involved with, being a part of, doing commerce in that network, they continue to break the power of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar was used even by Britain and the European nations. We're watching the death throes of empire and the unipolar world nations. We'll continue tomorrow with Rodriguez. Be at peace. I'll be back tomorrow to try to give you some new insights. If I can learn something, we'll be back.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.